This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The House Judiciary Committee here in Washington today got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. Democrats charge he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. It's expected Democrats will file formal articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump this month. After 9.5 hours of an often angry hearing, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
Ranking Republican committee member Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman to others, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky met for the first time today in Paris for discussions on ending the military conflict in eastern Ukraine. The fighting there has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2014. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Both of the leaders are sitting down in the French capital, along with the leaders of France and Germany, the talks focusing on the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement for eastern Ukraine that was brokered by Paris and Berlin, but has largely stalled. A major breakthrough at the summit is unlikely, and Ukrainian protesters are heaping pressure on Ukraine's leader not to surrender too much to Putin at their first face-to-face meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A New Zealand